Yeah, well, the info earlier on the prepping the brass and all that, that was for rifle, bottleneck rifle cases, you know. Pistol cases, that's another story. There's not a whole lot to it, kind of thing, for pistol, except that you have to bell the mouth, which is putting a little bell at the end of the brass, so you can feed the bullet in there without shaving it, kind of thing, and then you got to crimp it, you know, and all that. It's the only real difference there. But powders all have different burn rates. In other words, they kind of explode and burn fast, or they explode and burn slow. The slower powders are like magnum powders. They give you a lot of force. The faster ones are usually, it's a quick little bang kind of thing, and there's usually a lot of accuracy from the faster ones. But as you start doing it, you find certain powders that you kind of like. Certain powders work with certain calibers and not with others and that kind of thing. So you go back to the recipes. The people, the OEMs that produce bullets and powder, they do testing with test barrels and pressure traces, and they put out these recipes. So you'll have a particular bullet loaded and at a certain weight, and then it'll have a list of powders underneath that. So you find a powder that you either have or like, kind of thing, and then you go with that kind of data.